From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. Yesterday, Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill said she is concerned about the increased violence in the country. The Democrat cited last Saturday's massacre of 11 worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue, the murder of two African Americans outside a grocery store in Kentucky, and a series of pipe bombs sent to Democratic politicians and celebrities.
Something's going on, and we need everybody, including the president, to help us find unity and those things that all Americans agree on, because our country is not as divided as the politicians want to make people believe.
McCaskill spoke after a campaign stop in St. Louis, where she highlighted her continued focus on health care heading into next week's election. Her Republican rival is Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. A host of local festivals and programs will receive $80,000 from the city of Columbia, with the goal of bringing more tourists to the area. The Columbia Missourian reports the Convention and Visitors Advisory Board voted at its meeting yesterday to distribute the money as part of its signature series program. The True False Film Festival, the Roots and Blues and Barbecue Festival, and the Show Me State Games will each receive $20,000 in 2019, while Art in the Park and the MU Concert Series will each receive $10,000. The $80,000 will come out of the remaining Convention and Visitors Bureau's Tourism Development Fund. GOP Senate candidate Josh Hawley says it's up to individual congregations about whether they should have an armed security presence. After a deadly shooting this weekend at a Pittsburgh synagogue, President Donald Trump told reporters that the perpetrator may have been stopped if the place of worship had armed guards. That remark evoked criticism, including from Pittsburgh's mayor. After a rally yesterday in Chesterfield, Hawley was asked about whether he agreed with the president's comments.
I think it's up to the local congregations of whatever faith background, how they want to protect themselves and what that looks like for them. But I do want to say strongly that the person who committed this atrocity needs to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I hope prosecutors will seek the maximum penalties.
Prosecutors said yesterday that they were seeking approval for the death penalty for Robert Bowers, who was accused of killing 11 people on Saturday. Conservation officials say a deer that tested positive for chronic wasting disease was found only 25 miles from an elk herd at Peck Ranch in southern Missouri. Jasmine Batten, wildlife disease coordinator for the Missouri Department of Conservation, says the discovery is a concern because it was so close to the ranch, which holds an elk herd reintroduced to the state at the cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars. The Springfield News Leader reports the infected deer was the first dead wild deer that wasn't shot by hunters that tested positive for the wasting disease, a contagious disease that is always fatal. The department will follow containment procedures in Oregon County, meaning many deer within 2 miles of where the infected deer was found will be killed with landowner consent. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.